Woo! Looks like we shaking the table today, y'all. A lot of y'all seem to think only thing you need to bring to the table is pussy. Mm-mm-mm. Go on and grab your boobs so we can go on and jump into it. This episode is brought to you by House of Boobs, where we sell everything boob except your bra, your one-stop shop for all your boob accessories. Be sure to visit us at www.houseofboobs.com. That's HAUSOFBOOBS.com.
All right, let's just hop into it.
Okay, all right.
See about it.
I had a very, I can't say exhausting week, but it's been interesting, to say the least. An interesting week. We're going to leave it at that because I had some people come at me about my movement on social media. I made a comment on something that kind of went sort of viral, but to just hear the opinion of other people and to see how absent-minded people can be, it opened me up a little bit to certain things, you know, because people don't read. That's number one. I have learned that people do not read, and they do not read thoroughly. They need to respond instead of reading for understanding. And yeah, I've realized that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so then, two, I guess they think that you're supposed to respond to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, that doesn't warrant a response. You know what I mean? Like, I know when to respond to certain things. And then three, understand that if you come at me, I'm going to clap back. Like, when I do choose to respond, it's because I felt some type of way about what you said personally. You know? And don't expect me to just sit there and let you say it. And then get upset that I responded the way I did.
Gotcha.
Like, that's the type of week I've had.
Wow.
So it's been there. Yeah, this week has been a week, but it is definitely, I know that I'm evolving and I know that I'm growing because I'm snagging more attention.
Come on now.
And I had to realize that because I was getting upset at first. And I was just like, yo, like, I have to understand that everybody doesn't have the same heart as me. And they're not going to have the same viewpoints. And while I respect that, I still have to sometimes just let them talk. Like I said, I'm learning now socially what to respond to and what not to respond to. Because I can do it in real life. Like, you can be sitting there having a whole conversation and I can be like, yeah, okay, all right, cool. And keep it moving. But socially, I always felt I needed to respond. No, I now I'm learning I don't.
That's what's up, sis.
Great. You know, we're getting there, yes. We're getting there.
That's what's up. Come on. Welcome.
Okay.
Welcome to the side. Remember all those times.
Right.
See where you at. Don't worry about it. I see you.
Facts, yo, facts. Like, for real.
I'm glad. Because, shit, my week has been, damn, sissy. I'm not even going to say, like, polar opposite, but I feel like I've gotten so many emotions better controlled. And don't get me wrong, I'm a Cancer. Don't worry about it.
You are?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I have my moods or whatever, don't get me wrong. However, I've had better control of them lately. I've just been like, legit. And it's just like, I'm going to just let whatever happen to happen. And this is how it's supposed to happen. And bro,
I like that.
When I say chill, like, like chill. Like, I don't know what else to say besides chill. That's sad. But that's how, that's just it. Like, I'm at this different kind of peace. And it's not I don't know, it's just weird. It's like, I still see stuff. It's still real.
Yeah.
I'm not in a lot of
still present.
Yeah. But it's just like, okay, well, that happened. That moment's over.
Your spirit is settled.
Hallelujah.
So you're still present in the body, but your spirit is settled.
There we go. See?
Yes. This is why we're sisters.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
But you know, keeping that positive light.
What's up?
Keeping that going. We got to jump into this book, Good Boob News Report. Like, we got to keep that positive light going.
Yes, yes. So this is actually the Cancer Prevention Walk Challenge, right? Mm-hmm. And their thing is $1 or 1 mile a day to help keep the doctor away. So it's a Women's Wellness Day. And that is it's the second Anne Pink Affair. It'll be on the October the 30th and October 31st. So they have a lot of good things going on out there. So if you're wanting to get breast cancer screenings, they'll have a mobile center out there. You do need to RSVP by the 25th.
Because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes, Lord. Also, let's see, they have like some cancer care information. They have some little prizes. Yeah, really super cool. And if you want to find out more information, you can just go to ElizabethHouseFoundation.org. And if you have Facebook, their page is Elizabeth House Foundation. And it's really nice. It's going to be held in Huntersville, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. They'll have all their information up there. They have flyers. But yeah, I think everybody should check it out if you're in that local area. I mean, it's just for a good cause. You can donate. You can walk. You can just enjoy the prizes that they'll have. Again, if you need breast cancer screenings, they'll have that. So, yeah.
Yes, I'm definitely big on that because you know it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes,
and you know breast cancer is so big to not be talked about.
Yes.
You know, you don't hear about it until October, but 1 in 8 women get diagnosed with this cancer within their lifetime. So it's like, yo, that's a lot of women.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, like we need to know about this year round, not just once a year. That's big. Kudos to them for that. That's major.
Yeah, definitely. I know I'm going out to support. I'll be there.
That is awesome. I wish I could. Because I'm actually going to be in your area, but I won't be in that area that weekend. So I wish I could make that. But I have something else going on here that weekend that's going to prevent me from traveling. But that's all gravy. That's all good.
Cool.
Know that I am there. Shaking my boobs in spirit.
Definitely. And then for those who can't make it, again, you can go on their website and donate.
Definitely.
Get some more information, everything. Just check it out. Whatever you can do is appreciated.
Facts. $1. If you get 100,000 people to donate $1, that's $100,000.
Come on now.
And all it took was $1. But you know, speaking of good vibes and speaking of doing good things in the community, Regina King out here making history. You can't even hate.
What the queen doing?
She is making history. She was the first Black woman director at the Venice Film Festival ever.
Yes.
In the history of the film festival.
Oh my God, that's so dope.
Ain't it though?
That's so dope.
She out here just doing good things. She debuted her film called One Night in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on true inspired events of the year 1964. Mm-hmm. It will share how Cassius Clay, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, and Sam Cooke go on to change the world as pivotal players through the civil rights era. And let's not stop there. Also, is an Oscar contender.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Right, like she just said, break the barrier. Let's not just break it. Let's run through it.
Exactly.
And she kept going. Yes, she is uplifting marginalized voices in both arts and in the community. So that's major for her. Like shout out to Regina King for that. Like I salute you.
Regina King, the queen. That's funny. That's dope.
Now, I know some of y'all going to want to catch it. So it will be released on Amazon later in the year, but they haven't said exactly when. However,
Sure
keep y'all up on that.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely be updated. If not, pod, definitely check out the website.
Mm-hmm. And the Instagram feed, because you know we always posting stuff on there.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Always got our podcast posts.
Shaking everywhere.
Okay. Yes, we shaking all over town.
Oh my God.
Look, listen, don't judge the boobs.
Don't judge the boobs. You know what? I ain't never found a pair of titties I ain't like yet.
Okay, whether big, small, or none at all, we love.
But you know what? For real, like, dead ass, I don't think about it. Nah. I ain't never seen some titties like, ew.
Facts, like.
For real, even, think about like, it.
And every boob is different.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everybody. I have never found somebody's boob that matches somebody else's.
Nope.
Never.
Mm-mm. May have come close, but then when you look at it, you're like, oh, never mind. Shawty got like a little mole on the side. Never mind, that's not
true. Right, or like her nipple look different.
Yeah, my nipples ain't that big in diameter. They just like little, okay, never mind. Yeah,
right. Little chocolate chips. Like.
Yeah. Oh. That's serious.
But it be like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking on body parts,
might as well
jump into feminine favor. And we're going to talk about how women treat their vulvas. Like, y'all just be letting anybody do anything and you don't even care.
That's because y'all watch these damn pornos. Look, yes. Stop watching, look, no, don't stop because I watch it too. But don't watch the pornos and think it is real life. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. You know, like an action movie, and, you know, getting damn well, you can't walk out of a burning building without getting, you know, burnt.
Exactly.
Like, you miss the same shit. Like,
exactly. That would be the perfect way to put it. Like, you watch TV and you don't go at home. You don't go home and literally they say don't try this at home.
Right.
And you do not.
These women on these pornos are professionals.
Okay. They do this for a living.
They practice. They what you see is not, you just don't go straight in and take that big old wonka dick. No.
Right.
They had to bench up.
and you don't even see the deleted scenes. Or you don't see what's cut. You don't see it fall out.
Right.
You don't see her slipping off it. Like, there's things you don't see.
You don't see the flipper in between.
Okay.
You don't see the amount of lube they be using? Like,
right. Let's talk about it.
Oh my God.
Like, pornos be real life. But what we see is the made up version.
Come on now. That's just like it. Think about your Instagram feed. You know, good and damn well, you don't cook that many times a day. Like, you know that.
And you know, good and darn well, your body ain't that shapely.
Come on now.
That's angles. Girl, stop the madness.
Look, you know you got blemishes. Take that damn filter off.
Okay. Turn around and let the light go.
Let me see the real you. Come on.
But
now.
No, seriously, pornos are the same way. Like, you can't expect reality out of what you see on TV. And that applies to anything. Whether it's the news, whether it's a movie, a sitcom, or a porno. It's made for your entertainment, not for you to replicate.
Mm-mm. Not without practice now.
Yes. Oh, yes. Now.
Well, not without some practice now. Because it was this one thing that I seen. And I was like, hold up, Jesus. Now, if she can do it, I can do it.
Oh, listen. You know how to do it. I got a couple of ideas from a good porno. I got a couple of ideas that I've tried at home. However, the key word there is try. I ain't saying I'm an expert just because I popped it in and now I'm sitting down and it worked just like she did it. Nah. Nah.
I had to work for that.
Okay. We had to build up to it.
Oh, God.
But that all goes into saving your vulva. Like, you have to know that you can't have nobody out here fingering you with dirty hands.
Ugh. I can't stand that.
Like,
go wash dude, my hands.
Yes. If dude or girl, because I've definitely messed with some lesbian women that have dirty hands. And I was just like,
that's crazy.
I don't like to see it because that's bad bacteria in your yoni.
Yeah. Like my partner is, I don't understand.
I'm being for real though. Like, all of basically the same way the coronavirus is going around, and you got people wearing gloves, and you see how much stuff be on a glove at the end of the day when you're walking around, or even when you just go in a store and come out of a store and you take that glove off and you see how much stuff be on it. Think of that on your hand. And then think of somebody not washing their hands and they're sticking
and then touching your face and touching
your vagina. All of that is inside of you now. You gotta practice good health all the way around. It's saving your vulva from all this bad bacteria. You'll be surprised how much it's contributing to throwing off that pH balance that we're talking about. A lot of stuff goes into play.
Yeah, all of it.
All of it. And let's talk about mixing fluids. Now, this is more so towards the, I would say, the masculine community. Because you can't just say it's men, because I know some stud women that have done it too, where you sleeping with one woman or male and then you go and sleep with another woman and man right after that without washing and you're mixing fluids. I don't know what that person had before me.
Oh yeah, now you gotta switch up the dick. Like,
at least clean it.
I was about to say, you gotta clean it or something. Have some kind of respect about yourself.
Exactly. Like, have more dignity in you to say, hey, no, you, I don't know you. I'm not committed to you. Whatever the case may be at that moment.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. Like,
I mean, if you are not confident that that person is just sleeping with you, have them take a shower or either make it interesting. Say, let's have shower sex. That way you know you clean.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool. But I ain't doing all that. Take your ass in the shower, bro.
Like, but see, that's that. But you know, and you know in your bed who that person has been with. Not everybody can say that. Because if you're not committed to me, I can't be responsible for what you're doing.
Bro, speaking of studs, like, I promise you, my ex, right? Well, she had me dying. And it's one of our running jokes. And it's called the whole dick. Because she...
the whole dick?
Bruh, because she would.
I gotta hit this.
She had a dick that she would only fuck like her sidelines with. But her main shawty had, you know, the main dick that stayed at the crib. Bro, what I say, like, I love her so much. But when I say, oh my God, she had me done, I will never, like, that lives in my head rent free. Isn't that what the kids are saying nowadays? That will forever stay.
Listen.
I will never forget the whole dick, okay?
But at least she was out here protecting shorty.
It was. Now, she ain't crazy.
Listen, I've met studs that put condoms on.
Oh, yeah, now that's cool.
Yes, and I appreciate that.
You go, condom studs.
Okay, like, shout out to y'all, because y'all the real MVPs out here protecting y'all yannies and don't even know it.
Ain't out here just raw digging bitches. That's what I'm talking about.
That's only for my main.
Oh, God.
But you know, you also got to make sure the person you're sleeping with get regular doctor checkups, because I have actually had this happen where somebody I was with didn't believe in going to the doctor.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yo. I was
and
like,
and some scary shit.
Yes.
And you can't even say anything, because it's like, it's not even, and people think that, oh, I'm healthy, I'm good, I ain't gotta get no checkup. It's not a diss against you. It's not bad. If anything, bro, I love you so much, or I fuck with you so much. Can we just get checked up?
Yes.
Can we not get surprised by anything? I just want to make sure you're good. I know you're good. You know you're good. Let's get some paperwork to say it's good.
Okay.
You know?
Hey, like, let's match the outside with the inside.
You know what I mean?
Like, because I see you and I think you're good.
Yeah.
But we can't see your insides, bro.
Exactly. Because it'd be that one day, ooh, my chest hurt. But why? Mm-hmm. What happened? How long was it hurting?
Exactly.
Hurt? Like, you want to, and then we getting older, bro. You can't play those kind of games. The older you get, like, you can't play at all. I don't give a fuck how old you are. But then the older you get, you really can't play.
Yes. Them yearly appointments, at least just go once a year. That's all we're asking. It's not even like you got to go every other day. It's not like you got to be checking in once a month. Once a year.
Yeah.
It's all
establish a primary care physician so they can have all your paperwork and all the other good stuff. Now, if you come in there and your heart beat 5 times than the last time, different.
They're going to be like, hey, what are you doing different? Exactly. Or something we need to be alert about.
Yeah, or if your nipples just split inside out, you can be like, oh shit.
Right. Exactly. At least have an OB or a gynecologist, though. Like, at least.
Oh, yeah, for women, yeah.
Yes, at least check on your lady parts to know that your pH is balanced or to know that, you know, you ain't a regular on the inside. Because but all that matters.
Yeah. All right, even if you go to the, all right, for people who don't have insurance, even if you go down to the fucking clinic mm-hmm. and just get the yearly free checkup where you just get everything checked up around the yep. same time, same shit.
Yeah, because they even do the basics, though. At a free clinic, yeah. they will do the eyes, ears, nose.
You can you cough real quick?
Right.
Say what you all of that.
Right. You know, and they'll even give you a pap smear now.
Oh, dang. Oh, yeah.
Certain free clinics, yes, they will give you a pap smear. Or either you can go down to the health department in your county or your city.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, they do have a free day where if you schedule it on a certain day of the week or a certain time of the day, it's absolutely free.
Yeah.
Like, it's
I gotta say, like, a huge, huge percentage of, like, no matter what county you're in, there's some type of free something mm-hmm. somewhere. Y'all get on Instagram yep. and watch twerking videos. Go find out something to go get your yaya check. Go get your pinky weekend done.
Shoot, maybe that's what we need to do. We need to tape some sticky notes on our booty.
you see that little damn video, go vote shit, and everybody was butterball naked. And then the other one was twerking. Bro, it's just too many. What is going on here?
But you know, I seen this video with dancers.
Yeah, I seen
they were on the pole, and they mm-hmm. had decorated their body yeah. with signs that said vote. And legit had 1 million views.
Yeah, I mean, because I know I watched it at least twice for research.
Bruh, listen. I ain't gonna tell you how many times I watched it.
It was done respectfully. Like, you know.
But at the same time, whatever gets the message across, hey, I'm all for it.
But it doesn't. Like.
it doesn't. You remember what it was about.
Yeah, but guess what it's not going to do? Me do anything the damn difference. Like, okay, I'm already registered, so I'm not talking shit like that. But I don't think there's ever been any advertisement that made me want to fuck with it more without me knowing something more about it. That's just who I am. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some consumers or whatever that'll get hooked to it.
But
I think for the most part, it's just a wow factor. It's just like, look at these motherfuckers over here doing this dumb shit. Like,
but it's to spark. It's not really to like say, I'm going to change your mind by shaking my tail telling you to vote. But it's to mm-hmm. spark the interest. So now that you saw me shaking my tail saying go vote, guess what you're going to do? Research voting. You get what I'm saying? So it's not really like to say I'm trying to exactly change your mind. It's more of likely to say like I'm giving you
an awareness to it.
Yeah. Like I'm combining something that you're not normally going to pay attention to with something mm-hmm. I know you're going to pay attention to.
Oh, like subliminal messages.
Yes.
Because while you're looking at the booty, and eventually you're going to go to sleep thinking about the booty, but then it's going to flash vote.
Right. Okay. You're going to see vote on it. And then all of a sudden, you keep seeing stuff that say vote.
So they subbing niggas out here. Gotcha.
They suckering you. Yes. Wow. Okay, they suckering you. But it works.
Y'all don't fucking see. This is why I keep my tinfoil hat on. Y'all don't keep mm-hmm. on. These niggas going to suck at y'all and do some dumb shit. I'm like, I got to have a penis everywhere. Like, fuck.
Listen. Anyway. That's America, bro. But we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that because if we get on America, we'd be here all night.
All night, all day.
We'd be the dad talking about it.
Oh my God.
100 years be the past, and we still on the subject of the corruption
in
America.
Look, and then he'd be like, and then.
To be continued. Oh man. But you know, speaking of getting rid of toxins and, you know, letting out the bad, you know, I noticed that you got this little cleanse going on. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know what exactly is you doing, sissy? Like, I mean, bro, you looking good. You know your box, brother. You getting rid of energy. So like what's your secret, bro?
It's my lady's tonic. I get it from Taj Essentials in Charlotte. They also have a location in Atlanta, Georgia, in Charlotte, North Carolina. I love their energy. Every time you go in there, I have to shout them out. I do. Gosh, it's something beautiful about them. Seriously. Like, you walk in there and you just be like, oh, hey guys, like, I was supposed to come in here today. Like every time I've ever walked into that store, I've had a conversation with him, his wife, or even another customer, all of us together. And it's just like, it's almost like kicking it with family. And I'll go in here and talk to him about some real shit. Like, yo, so right. This is what's going on in my life. I ain't even talking to my mans about it. Just, yo, hey, okay. I want to try something.
It's a breath of fresh air.
Also, I get my oils from him as well. So I have this fragrance. He'll literally let you mix up your own oils, mix up your butter, your okay. Shea butter, body butter. There you go. With a fragrance in there if you want to. So yeah, I really fuck with him a lot. But I get it from there. A lot of really good stuff in there. Very nasty.
wait. Nasty in what sense? Because you know...
Nasty, like all you need is a okay. shot. You'll never okay. go back. Don't get me wrong. Like I do it, and but again, talking to him, he told me to cut it mm-hmm. with some acid. So it's either I would drink it with pineapple. Like I'll take a shot of what I need to do. You drink an ounce of it. Mm-hmm. So I take it like a shot. Then once I get done drinking it, I'll right behind it have a chaser of pineapple juice or orange juice. I don't okay. drink much of that, but you know, just a little bit to get the taste. After that, it's all honestly right. not that bad. It's not like, oh my God. It's not like that, but I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'll be like, just take a child. You won't take... No, fuck that. It is nasty. But...
what is it? Like, do you know what's in it?
I do. Not, because it's a lot. But you can read all the... Everything is on the ingredients, but damn near anything that you can think of that's good for the lady okay. parts is in there. Gosh, shit. Everything. Like, literally, I'm having a brain fart, which I hate. I'll make sure I tag it. I'll send a picture and make sure it's on our Instagram page and tag all the ingredients on there so y'all can see it because it's that many. But it's good. It's really, really good for you. Mm-hmm. You do have to shake it up. It's raw. It's all it okay. is natural. You don't want to have to sit on your counter for too long.
I'm all about some natural stuff.
You only do it. Yes, Lord. You literally only take an ounce of it.
Oh, that's not that bad. That's what, a shot? Super,
yeah, no.
Maybe no?
Yeah.
Hey, that's what, half a shot at that.
Nah, I'd be dumbing it up. I'm a thug. But, but nah, so like, outside of that, the benefits from it helps with reproductive system. So, you know, you having
fertility issues or
cramps.
Okay.
Fertility type issues, all of that. Take care of that. Liver, get your kidneys right. It's literally for women. And it's literally for your yaya. It's beautiful. But outside of that, I've just been mm-hmm. drinking my water and minding my fucking business, bro.
That's what's chilling. Up.
Like, when I say chill, my chill is sometimes mm-hmm. kind of scary. Like, it's even to the point where, you know, my mother is like, mm-hmm. my ace, that's my boo. She'll even hit me up and be like, so, we hanging out? Not today. Not today. I'm going to just sit here and I'm going to okay. meditate on some shit. And I'm going to holler at you.
I know. You know what I'm saying? That.
So it's literally not at all. And it's something that I had to learn that literally what you just yep. said, there's nothing wrong with. I remember it was a point in my life where I was like, okay, I gotta hang with this person. Oh shit, yes. I didn't mean it. My bad, bro. Let me.
I used to be like that on my phone. Yeah. Like I felt like if you hit me up, yeah. I had to respond right then, right there. Like I hated to see that I had a notification unread. And I know it's a little bit of OCD because I don't like to see that, you know, the notification symbol. I don't like that. Like, if I got a notification, let me open the app and see it. Don't put it up there that, you know, that it's broadcasted that I have a notification. But I always used to feel like I had to respond. And I've now learned that I know, now that I know me, like you said, like, I know that I don't have to always respond right away. And I don't have to respond at all if I don't feel like it. Like, if it's not something I agree with or if it's not something that aligns with me in that day, I don't have to respond at all if I don't want to.
But, like, this is the other part to that, though. That's well and good and is good when you figure that for yourself. But when you get to the point where you're understanding and it also doesn't bother you when other people do yes. it to you, that's yes. when you're at a whole different level. Because it's easy for me to say, oh, yeah, not today, I'm good. But then let me hit you up and be like, hey, you want to chill? Nah, bitch, not today. Whoa, what the fuck you mean you want to chill with me? Nigga, have you not met me?
I had to reach that point too, sissy. I did. 2020 taught me that. I will honestly say 2020 taught me that. Because
yeah, and I mean it's real. It's a whole different. That's a whole different level with you. Because then, because then it like you said earlier, it doesn't. When you stop worrying about what the fuck other people think and shit, I've been got to that point because I realized, oh, I can't please you and you at the damn motherfucker because it's too much. I'm aggravated. Wow. Why the fuck am I aggravated? Because y'all stupid. The fuck?
And it's like, you're about to have a nice, peaceful night while I'm sitting here tuggling my mind about what the hell is wrong with you.
Man.
And it's like, yo, why?
My thing is, shit, that's what's up,
bro. Grew
the whole way around.
I'm a whole new person. Whole different person than I was January. Yeah. I'm so grateful.
I am.
I'm grateful for 2020 because I've learned so much from it. Being, like, it forced you to realize your own faults because it isolated everybody. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, you have to zone in and focus on you because ain't nobody else around you to interact with. Like, you had to learn yourself in this year.
That's what's up. You really did. Because this 2020 for me, it didn't teach me that. I learned that a minute ago. That part. That chill by yourself shit. I love Key. Like, when I say I fuck with me hard, like, niggas be saying that shit because it sounds right? No, nigga, I would tell myself a joke and crack up and be by myself chilling. Like, sometimes my partner would be like, hey, baby, who you talking to?
Right, and be okay with it.
I'm my best consultant. Bruh. Fuck. Do you not know the debates that be going on in my head, nigga? It get real. So it's like, and nah, it's not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That's you being with aura, you. Some people don't know how to sit with themselves. Yeah, some people, I learned literally that some people can't sit with themselves. That is different.
Not at all.
You can't chill by yourself, my nigga.
It really eats away at them to not be able to sit alone or even be alone. Like, you don't have to have an individual with you all the time. Mm-hmm. But you know that used to be me, and not in the relationship sense, but just in like, I always wanted to be outgoing, or I always felt like I had to be doing something. And it wasn't that I didn't enjoy my own space, because I love being alone. And that's the thing about me. I've never been afraid to spend time with just me. I'm perfectly okay with just me in my space. However, I'm social. So I've always felt like, yo, I got to have somebody with me to do this, or I can't go do this because I don't want to do it by myself. That's also been me. But 2020 taught me that go do it by yourself. And you have just as much fun by yourself because you're doing exactly what you want to do. And when you do that, you're just as happy because you ain't got no outside influences trying to say, hey, no, I don't want to do that. But it's because you're doing what you want to do the entire time. And I love it.
Like, sissy, I'm telling you, like, when I used to go to the movie theaters by myself, niggas used to be like, people used to think I was either cuckoo or like that I was secretly seeing someone. Because I'd be like, I'm about to go to the movies. With who? Myself.
Right.
You're going to the movies by yourself? Yes, nigga. Like, the fuck? Why? What's so wrong with that? And it tripped me out how many people, no matter who I was talking to, young, old, older people were cool. They were like, oh, all right, that's what's up. But younger, boy, girl, whatever. Like, everybody was just like, huh? Nigga, y'all
So I do believe you have to reach that in your own space. Like, everybody reaches that self-assurance or reassurance of self at their own time. Mm-hmm. And we can't, reach it for you. We can't help you get there. None of that. Like, you have to reach it within your own right. But like, 2020 was my reach there. And like, I was perfectly okay. Like I said, I've always been okay doing things by myself. But I always would be like, yo, what people gonna think? You know, I'm out here by myself or whatever. Exactly. Now, it's kind of like, I don't care what you think. I'm happy doing that.
Yeah.
And I know I'm happy doing that.
Sometimes it's better that way. Because shit, sometimes you may not want to walk a certain way. Ooh, I do whatever. Like for me, 2020 taught me, like I said, that it's okay for me to let mm-hmm. people know I'm cool. Like, other than the obligation thing, I never really gave a fuck about other people's shit. Especially, like, my biggest thing mm-hmm. was my mother. Like, in my family. Because those were the ones who were tugging my heartstrings. Like, ah, shit.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, the friends that I like, family, like, that goes without saying. That's what I mean right. by, like, my family. Like, it would just be like, oh, damn, yeah, I'm going to be there. Even though you kind of like, fuck,
oh,
today?
Yes.
Like, right
yes,
now?
Yes, you do.
But mostly 2020 was my financial stability. Like, I remember having a spike in my mm-hmm. finances back when I was, like, 23-ish. And then got laid off at Wells Fargo when it was right. like a big layoff. And then been kind of like still in school and filling myself out and trying to figure that part out financially. Like, good yes. financial planner.
Always.
Great budgeting.
Always
shit.
Been there.
But
let's be clear.
But it was just, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't, I wasn't allowing myself to get where I needed to mm-hmm. be financially, kind of thing. And then it was like, I feel like, you know, things just started to fucking yes. you know, manifesting. Falling into place, letting it happen. And I was like, oh,
but
okay.
you know, okay, I hit so that too because it's a little different when you have kids because you have other beings that you are responsible for. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I have reached a point where I'm like, yo, I'm literally, numbers are my thing. Like, I yeah. cannot stray away from numbers. Like, numbers make me happy. I don't know why. They always have and they still do. They just make sense to me. But I was putting out mm-hmm. so much money at one point that I just didn't know where my money was going. And it got to the point yep. where it was driving me crazy because I was like, yo, I got paid. And literally, by the next paycheck, I ain't have nothing to show for it. And I was just like, yo, mm-hmm. where's my money going? And I was like, this cannot be life. And I had to get it together. So I definitely understand that. And now, shoot, you can't tell me where a dollar ain't going and it ain't unaccounted for. Like, never. I'm going to know every cent down to the penny.
Yeah. I had a lot of unnecessary expenses that I didn't even realize.
Yeah, you do. Because them was $5.99 a month, $4.99 a month. $8.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That
mess
it up when you got like 10 of those.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And then my ass is, let's go get our hair done. Let's go get our nails done. Oh, is this a cute shirt? Right. Let's do this shit too.
Like, that is so me. Amazon, I swear, is the devil.
Bo, nah, I fucked around in Sheen. Like, Sheen fucking, what's the other one? Mm-mm. It's another one. Not Shane. I'm trying to think of this clothing app. So,
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of it. It's newer than that one.
Yeah,
but it's around the same context of clothes and mm-hmm. price wise. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, but I cannot think of the name of it.
But it be those kind of stores or whatever, those mm-hmm. online stores,
because they always throw on a sale.
Because, of course. Bro, always. And then he'd be like, oh, okay, this number $5. Oh, shit, that whole outfit, $12? Let me get that. What? Like, and he'd be like, this is stupid. Yep. This is a bargain. I'm about to wear this shit. And then it's, of course, you know, it's depending on what you're spending on. You know, quality is quality. But at the end of the day, you look at your shopping cart, you done spent like $200
hell
or some
yes.
shit. Well, nah, not shit.
Just to get free shipping.
Sometimes I would stop over.
Because I swear shipping will make me put my entire cart back.
It really is. I reevaluate shit. Like, I'll start. The cart will start at like 200 something. Then I'll mm-hmm. trickle it down to about 150-ish.
Yep.
What do I really
exactly. need? Or you'd be like, I got one of these. I don't need another color.
It's
about to be cold. I don't even need that no more.
See, I do that in real life too. Like, I just start looking at stuff like, okay, I like this. Then I look at it. You know
exactly.
what? Never mind. I don't know what else
I do
about.
It all the time.
That's why when I do shop, I hate look. Don't shop with me unless you really gonna shop. Because I don't like shopping, I get it done and I get it thoroughly done. Let's
no,
go ahead
see,
and knock
I'm
it out.
The shopper that's gonna be in there looking at every rack, unless I know what I'm going in there for. Like, if I'm looking for something very specific. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look at every mm-hmm. rack. I'm going to take my time browsing. Oh, I'm going to try it on before I leave.
You call me right before you better go to the dressing room and listen to shit. I'm going to come in and get my whole seven outfits and be like, all right.
Facts. You probably be ready a whole hour before me. And I'm going to just be sitting at checkout.
Come back. I had a breakfast. All kind of shit. Like, what the fuck?
It's real, okay? But yeah, jumping into relations and situations, because I can't say I felt a way because it's not my situation. So I personally didn't feel a way, but I did feel a way. I did. Like, I didn't feel a way, but I felt a way. Like, I gave a little ounce of care, put it that way. Like, I'm not going to say it deterred me from what I was doing or strayed my mental away, none of that. But I gave it my attention for just a little bit. With this Cardi and Offset situation, because she even whole live went on live about this divorce filing, y'all. And now, I got the notification on my phone. I'm talking about like breaking news notification that Cardi beat her file for divorce. Now, I didn't think it was that important. I didn't think it was that serious. And I was honestly surprised she did it. However, she did it. Ooh, it's women every day that file for divorce. But
yes,
she also went live because there was a rumor that he had somebody else pregnant, which was false. And then, you know, everybody wanted to know why. And she went live saying that it wasn't really like a direct reason. She just was tired of arguing every day. And she was like, it's no bad blood. But at the same time, you do get fed up. And you know how R. Kelly said it? Even though we ain't on R. Kelly right now, he said it best. When a woman is fed up, ain't nothing you can do about it.
That's true. Damn, that's sad.
This is still true. She just got fed up. And she says she perfectly okay. She says she ain't crying no more. And, you know, they're going to work it out for the benefit of the child. But, like, I mean, I don't know. Because as a Cardi fan, you know, we're going to defend Cardi. You know, and when things come out like that, it's the same as Beyonce. You know, when things come out like that in the news, you're going to defend whoever side you on. And then what I am confused about is, or I will say it's healthy. It shows that they're healthy, but she's defending him against fans that are taking up for her. You know what I mean? And it's very healthy. That does show that they have a healthy relationship despite wanting to separate. But I just don't understand her point of view for defending him. Like, if you come out and you say that you're not happy and this and this and this has occurred, you know, on a negative side of things, don't expect people to still be positive. If all you're putting out is negative about that person. And that's what's kind of got me conflicted about the whole thing. Is you've come forward and say, you know, y'all argue, you know, you've come forward and say that y'all just don't feel that you are right for each other. And granted, while that is still y'all situation, ain't got nothing to do with nobody else, your fans are still going to stand for you. And I just don't understand how you still defend someone that you've even spoke negatively about. It's almost like, you know how they say, don't talk bad about your mate to your friends, because when you do make up or you do get over it and get past
that's
it,
exactly what I was gonna
you
say.
Know, now it's like, yo, I still got that grudge because you came and told me all these negative things about this person. And now you just want me to turn the other cheek. It don't work like that. It's like,
I mean, it don't work like that, but that's what happens. It's more like, I think in this situation, it's more like, like, when you got to tell, I mean, like you said, like, why you got to tell your family or your friends or whatever, like, hey, this person, me and this person are not together anymore. That way, when I come see you,
exactly,
don't ask me about them. That doesn't mean I want you to start dragging their name, though. So, I feel like, although, yeah, Cardi brought it public, like, yo, we not together. This is what happened. I'm tired of arguing. It's been a lot of shit. I don't know what happened because, I don't get the shit. I don't fucking But, no, regardless of who it is, no matter who you're talking about, whether it's a celebrity or a person that's not a celebrity, because, I mean, everybody is still people, it's the same concept. Like, if I'm telling you something about my relationship, even if I let you in that little bit, yeah, like you said, I'm letting you in, but it's also not, it's not then your job to start dragging this nigga. Like, did he hurt you? Like,
but like at the same time, if all I hear is negative stuff, don't expect me to be positive pally around this person.
You don't got to be positive pally, but you also don't have to be negative.
Oh, right, right, true.
Like, my thing is, I think that's my point. And then I guess I start saying it like, I don't give a fuck what you say about me and mine. If I goddamn say, yo, this motherfucker, I cannot stand this nigga. That's me venting. You know what I'm saying? That's me getting my shit off. And like you said, that kind of shit, that's why you don't tell your friends what's going on in your relationship. Even if it's something, now sometimes you may have to get a little bit off, but that's when you know which friend to tell. Because some friends don't give a fuck. They always going to dog you, man, because they lonely and bitter. Period. Even when they got a man, they lonely and bitter.
Misery watch loves those company.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's when you know which friend to talk to. But if I'm telling you, oh, I can't stand him, he get on my nerves, girl, but whatever. We gonna work it out. It is what it is. I'm over it. That's it. That doesn't mean that my friend or my fans or the people who say that they love me should come out and be like, oh, girl, look what he doing with this one. Or, oh, fuck this nigga. He ain't shit. Like, you still talking about the father of my
child. But at the same time, your friends can see things you can't.
Yeah, okay. All right. But if I'm already separating myself from him, then why are you still like, why are you adding it? Like, why are you putting it on there? Like, obviously, I've already seen something or dealt with something that I'm saying I no longer can deal with. Why are you giving me more shit? Like, I'm good. Obviously, I'm backing up. That's almost like a nigga backing up. Like, I'm walking away from the situation, then you come up and beat me in my head.
Yeah,
nigga,
why? I mean, no, that's true. That's true in its own right. That is true. But, like, I just feel if I see the wrong being done, you come to me and express the wrong from your side of things, don't still expect me to stand in front of this person and put on a front and put on a smile and say, hey, all right, everything's good. Because I'm not going to do it.
But see, that's still two different things, though. So see, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying we're going to be chummy chums with you. We're going to smack you up, high five you. Hey, what's up? Did you see that? You see that game last night? No, nigga, fuck you. I'm not talking to you. I know you ain't shit, you scumbag. However, I'm also not going to be la 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 la. Da, 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 da. Oh yeah, by the way, your baby daddy ain't shit. See,
now,
bitch. Like,
now
what?
That's
wrong. What are you talking about? Who's having breakfast? Like, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay,
that's the
now
part
that's
I'm
yeah.
yeah. Yeah, like, stop bringing me all that negative shit. Why are we talking about it? Why y'all doing all this extra shit? Like, it's over and done with. Can we talk about something different?
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't agree with Cardi. You know, she's going at people, you know, trying to literally defend him. And it's like, yo, you've come out and you've said so much negative stuff. We've seen so much negative done to you, but you still expect us to be positive. And that's what I don't get. You know what I mean? Like, we've not only saw him cheating on you, we not only saw him, you know, y'all going through y'all tiffs and tats because their relationship ain't been perfect. Like, no, nobody's is, but you know, we've seen them go back and forth for a very long time. You know, throughout the whole 4 years they've been together. And then on top of that, you know, we've been made aware from her that he's cheated. You know, we've seen him apologize publicly I don't know how many times. But yet and still, you don't want people to be upset. Like, that just don't add up to me. You know?
Yeah. Okay, I see your perspective. And I think at that point, it's just, you need to find a balance. No matter who the fuck you are, balance what the fuck you tell people and what you don't. I don't give a fuck. There's a lot of celebrities that we don't know shit about their
relationship.
And
they be going through.
I'm going to need y'all to stop making this. Come on now. I'm going to need y'all to stop thinking just
they
because
got money.
You have fans. Yeah, fans, money, and fame that you got to put your shit out in the streets. No, ma'am.
Not at all.
Just chill. It's so much shit going on in people's households that you don't know.
Close
like, doors,
close
here.
Door. You don't know what
come
going
on now. Don't be telling
listen.
Family shit. That's
but
deep.
You know, that comes with a positive and a negative. That's a double-edged sword.
Always.
That's a double-edged
sword. Always. Anything almost any theory that you can think of has like a double meaning or a good and a bad. Nigga, that's life. That's anything. Everything has a double side to it. So yeah, sometimes when you keep family business in the crib, that's why you end up, you know, going through some shit in the household. But then also sometimes you keep shit in the crib so that way you ain't got your business
all right. Facts indeed.
Everything is about balance.
Yes, it is. You right about that one.
That's it.
That's life, though.
Mm-hmm. Shit, life is being stable, trying to find that, again, trying to find that fucking balance. You know what? And goddamn it, speaking of stability. I got a listener letter. Oh, wait, hold on. What was that Blue's Clues shit? What did Steve used to do with Blue's Clues when I got a letter?
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Hey,
that one.
We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
I'm not going to tell you. It's anonymous. But I will tell you this. I will go ahead and talk about it, though. So this was actually pretty good. So I read the question first, and then I give a little bit of background. But... are there equal amounts? So the question is, are there equal amounts of pressure to sustain financial stability? So that's the question as is. So the situation is, it's a male and it's male and female relationship, straight or cisgender, whatever. So they're falling, I guess, into quote unquote, and I'm putting the quotes on them. Normative gender roles.
Yeah, you got it.
There you go. And this is coming from the female side, and she was saying that her man basically grew up watching his father take care of the whole family. That's it, period. And where she's coming from, she basically is like, well, I've always seen, you know, a female take care of shit. Very independent, very like on her shit, very aggressive with like what she does, business wise, blah, 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 blah. But she's also like, she has, I guess, two ways of thinking when it comes to being brought up, because she's brought up in the South. So it's like, she feels like the man is supposed to be head of household. The man is supposed to make sure that he take care of the finances, and the man is supposed to be, you know, the protector, the provider, that kind of thing. And she is supposed to be the one, like, she's not really supposed to be working for real. She's working because she can. She's working because she's good at it. But she ain't really supposed to work.
Okay.
Like, she'd rather be...
So it's like, in a like, traditional she says, sense of things.
Traditional, there you go. So that's the word I was looking for, because I knew it was a word I was missing. Not the normal, but the traditional gender roles. Not the normative ones. Okay. So I know they didn't feel right. I was like, no, like the traditional ones, like the, you know, the old school back in the day,
almost like biblical.
That's her. Yeah, but that's what she wants though. And then she wanted me to make sure I put in there that she is a feminist. And she said, and I quote, "I am a feminist because I do feel like women have the right. They have the right to choose. They have the right to be whoever they can be or want to be. They also have the right to choose the life that they want to live, which means that I choose not to have to get up every morning and go to work if I don't have to. I want to wake up and make sure my man is prepared for his day and make sure when he comes back from fighting the world, I'm his piece. That's what I prefer to do." So she said, but with that being said, even though that's what she wants, her question again was, are there equal amounts of pressure to sustain financial stability? Because at this point, she's doing a great job at her job. Like, she's a manager at wherever she works, and, you know, making buku money, good money. Her mate, although he's a strong alpha male, his job doesn't pay as much. So basically, she's bringing in more bread. So she's like, she feels like the pressure isn't on him as much because, oh, the woman can go out and do it. So she's like, it's a two-parter. She's like, she doesn't feel like the pressure's on men anymore to be that provider, to be that person in power or bringing them the money and taking care of them. Like, that pressure isn't on them anymore. And, you know, so what happens to the gender roles, basically, is what I'm getting from her. But then her second part was, when is waiting for someone's potential to flourish being down versus being strung along? So her thing to that was, he's a smart guy. Again, alpha male, very aggressive. He's not making much money at his current job. However, he's also not really applying himself. It's more like he's comfortable in where he is. So it's like, she's like, okay, so where is it to the point where, yeah, I'm down for my man. I do love him. I love him. But I do also want more just out of life, period.
Okay.
So am I being strung along or am I being down? So that's what she wanted. So that was the situation. Those are the two questions. Let's
her drive discuss. Down that she is.
Oh, period.
Okay.
That's so, how real.
So then she's settling.
Plain as that?
Not to say plain as that, because that's not, it's not the only factor in a relationship, but I mean, I've even been there. If you don't match my drive and we can't build together because I'm not content where I'm at, then what are we doing?
Okay. So you ask her to basically like question herself, yes, like what are you doing? Like,
yes, what do you want? I would ask her to evaluate self first before I look at the relationship, because you know, you have to evaluate, what do you want out of life? Where are you going in life? Is this person helping you get there, or are they hindering you from getting there? And yes, you may be working together because y'all are two, you know, nice people, or you're two caring people, or you're two loving people, and that you can love each other in that, right? But if you're not helping me get to where I want to be, what am I doing?
Okay. I feel
like
that.
Seriously, because if she's saying, and it's not even about the money, like money aside, if I'm trying to get higher up, but you be like, hey, I'm comfortable, like, right here where I'm at. And you like, oh, okay, all right. You comfortable where you at, but how long are you comfortable there? You know, you don't see yourself ever going above that? And then if the answer is no, then it's like, okay, well, are you okay with that out of your partner? You know, and then are they okay with you still climbing the ladder? And if there's a discrepancy there, then y'all don't match.
True. That is true. Now see, so that, I think that goes for like the second part to it, the whole being strung along versus being down. Because shit, what's that movie? What's the movie when Boo Boo went crazy? Well, not crazy, but Taraji P. Henson, when she was about to cut old boy.
She was about to cut him
on the boat. Yeah, because remember when all right, so basically, she's been holding this down since college, basically, if I remember. Mm-hmm. What was it? Marriage counselor? No.
Oh, Tyler Perry joint?
Yeah, come on now.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. It was a Tyler Perry joint. And so,
what was the name of that movie? You gonna have me look it up, bro. Hold on.
No,
you gonna have me look it up, right? Google is Google University. No. We there.
Because I'm trying to think for real. Because,
it won't have to do bad all by myself, was it? Oh no, Acrimony.
Acrimony. Yes, there you go. See?
Yes.
See? Okay. Did you Google it?
I had to Google.
Come on,
bro. Taraji P. Henson, Tyler Perry movie, and that was one of the names that popped up. And I was like, "Oh, that's the one she's talking about," because she was in three.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's what I'm talking about. So you remember in that movie when it was like the whole time Shorty was looking out for him, the whole time, sissy, God damn it. The whole motherfucking time. I swear to God, when I hear dudes talk about this movie, I instantly get mad, because I'm like, you some of a bitch. She had this nigga down for the whole time. Put up her mama house. Oh, Jesus. She did a lot for this nigga, okay? She did a lot for this man because she believed, she loved, she cared, she adored, she did all of that shit. Then, Right when she was like, you know what? Oh my fucking goodness. You know what? Shit now, nigga. When the fuck is something gonna spark now? And then 2 weeks later, something sparked. And all of a sudden, she the bad guy? Nigga, you mean to tell me within the 2 week time frame that I said, okay, fuck it, you get mad when it was years of me going?
But that goes back to people. People don't think about the history of things. They think about the right now.
No. And exactly.
That was a prime example of, oh, well, right now you won't for me, so I'm going to keep moving. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to think about what you've done for me, what you've done to carry me, what you've done to provide for me for 10 plus years. I'm going to think about the 2 weeks you ain't been there and the 2 weeks you've been putting me down.
And that's it. And that's it. And that's the crazy part. It's just like, if I know I hear a lot of times when I talk to my male friends after they have a child, they're like, oh, my baby mother, wife, girlfriend, whatever the situation is at the time, you know, she doesn't want to have sex or whatever. And this other bitch, she want to do da-da-da. Whoa, first of all, bro, what? she just popped a whole human out her cootie face.
Right.
You mean she about to goddamn just swirl on your dick, nigga? Simmer down. What? Now, some women want it hot back to it, some women don't. Now, I know this sounds like a stretch, but hear me out. This is what I'm saying. These dudes, my homeboys, friends, I love them. Nice guys. Like, hand to the man, these are my homies. We'll call them in a minute. I still be looking at them like, what?
But nigga, you got to.
What? Do you not know what she just went through these whole 9 months? You not know what she just went through these last couple of hours?
You know, that's also, know what she went through these last that's couple a weeks? Thin line, too, like, because they will never understand that.
And I get that, but at the same time, even if you, I'll never fully understand damn near anybody, because you can't walk in somebody's shoes. You know, I only go off of what they said. And even if you're in the same room during the same
you're
event,
still gonna
watching
experience
the same
it thing, totally different than the person standing next to you.
Period. So it's even, but it's still just the respect factor of it. Like, just like I feel like he didn't respect her in that movie. And I hate when guys be like, well, what the fuck? Why she had like this? She was talking shit. She was doing that. But she held this down for years. She put up with a lot of shit financially, emotionally. Okay, yeah. Maybe she was tired, but how often did he try to make it better?
That's true.
He didn't say, hey, baby, I've been at the house all day. I know I ain't putting no money in, but let me go ahead and clean up real quick.
That's true.
Or, you know what, while I'm taking a break, let me run this bath water real quick because you're tired. It's a give and give. Niggas always talk about the money part. What did he do to help her fight? Like, if he wasn't putting in financially,
you can make up in other
areas.
What
was he doing?
Yeah.
Exactly. What was he doing for her mental? What was he doing for
her
relationship? What was he doing?
That's my point. That's why I said, finances aside, what else are you getting?
Exactly. What you bringing to the table? Period.
Yes.
What are you bringing to the table?
Yes, and that is the topic of today. What are you bringing to the table besides sex, besides money, besides, you know what I mean? Just one factor.
Yeah.
Because a relationship takes multiple factors. It's not just sex.
Period.
It's not just money. It's not just a mental clarity. It's not just you make me feel good. Like, you got to have the total package.
Yeah.
Yes.
Legit. And I mean, that goes for whoever. Like, I know I used to think that, like, I knew when you slept with a female, you also took on her emotions. Sometimes. Not all of them.
But for the majority.
But it's a lot of times.
Women are emotional beings.
Exactly. Exactly. When you're dating a woman, or let's just put it to dating so it can be even. If you're dating a woman, it's more likely that there's going to be so many emotional just wrap-ups, way more. I've noticed that. But then with a guy, I used to think, long time ago, I used to think that guys really only needed sex. Not saying that I was only good for sex, but they only needed it. Like, as long as you mad?
Yes. That it was going to solve the problem.
Going back to life.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. Come to find out, when I got in an adult type relationship
that
and actually started, like, dating someone, he be mad as shit. Like, come here, trying to
you can do it and you still wake up the next day and that problem still exists because you ain't tackled it.
Serious. Exactly.
It don't go
so now
away.
It's not just funny games. Yeah. Mm-mm. It's real. It's real life. You really gotta talk about it. Yes, I was mad at you for not putting dishes up. Let's
talk about it. Okay. And let's talk about what we're gonna do to not be at this point ever again. And
because you feel like it's stupid and I feel like it's something so serious.
Yep.
So let's compromise. So we don't have to get here every
exactly.
day.
Exactly. Because...
And that's what you have to realize too. That's part of it. Yeah, you think it's so stupid and so petty. And you're like, this bitch is tripping over a bowl. I'm tripping because, nigga, I have done A, B, C, and D. Your ass didn't go down for the bowl up.
So yes.
You see it as just one part. It's a whole other part to it. And that's when it's just, it's good just to agree to disagree. I don't understand why you're so pissed off, but look.
But like you said, you could be in the same room experiencing the exact same situation with a total different view. And that's like, true. You can be the one washing dishes and that other person could be sitting there watching TV. Y'all are in the same room. However, you doing A and they doing B. So they don't see what you see doing A. You don't see what they see doing B. You know, and each perspective of you, you know, every person that meets you is going to have a different perspective of you. So,
yeah, that is true.
You know, even your mate is going to have a different perspective of you than you have of you. So you don't know how they view you unless they tell you. And if y'all don't talk and y'all don't communicate, then you're not going to know how they look at you. You're not going to know how they perceive you. You know, you don't know how they're interpreting the same situation you're going through. And you got to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but
yeah, like for real.
That's so real.
Like you got to talk about it. You got to get over it. And then if you don't address it, you know, you're failing yourself.
Communication will never not be a pillar in a relationship.
Like,
period.
I swear, it's like next to trust is the most important thing. But I would honestly say, I think I put that before trust because if I don't communicate with you, I'm not going to trust you.
Period.
Like, I'm not. I got to communicate with you to build trust. I got to communicate with you to know that I'm going to be open enough to release all my fantasies and sexualities and explore things with you. Like, I have to be able to communicate with you.
That's real. Yeah, I can see that. Because even if you trust somebody without the communication, the trust is still going to be limited because it's like, I can't communicate how I really feel because I don't trust.
You get to know somebody by communicating with them. And it doesn't always have to be verbal communication. You know, communication is way more than just verbal. But like,
body language.
Right. Like, however, it's needed in order to evolve and in order to get to certain areas because without it, I'm not going to do nothing with you, bro. I'm just going to sit there and I'm going to be mute than a motherfucker. And that's just real. I'm so serious. I will be mute than a motherfucker.
I'm not signing to you. I'm not writing you a letter. Ain't nothing Morse code.
None of that.
Nothing. I wonder if kids know how to do Morse code.
Oh, I've always wanted to learn how to do Morse code, bro.
You want me to teach you?
Yes, I do.
I got you. I'll teach you.
I really want to know.
One day. I really know. You thought this tinfoil was a joke.
I legit want to learn, though. Like, I think Morse code is so fucking brilliant.
I'm practicing for a motherfucker for what?
Listen,
I don't know.
You going to need that mess one day. The way the world's going, listen, I want to know every form of communication.
Anyway. I'm not about that bag.
For real. But like still though, like all that goes into a good relationship. Like you just can't bring your pussy to the table. You can't bring your dick to the table. Like I need more than that. Like it's a complete circle. It's like a pie and you dividing it into pieces. You need all pieces to complete the circle.
Yeah.
You know, one piece missing, it ain't complete.
Yeah, because now some people. And I think it's also finding that person for you because some people just need, hey, just suck my dick and feed me. That's it. That's it, mommy. You get whatever the fuck you want. As long as you gawk and goddamn feed me. Whew,
exactly. But you got to find somebody that's okay with just doing that.
And so, are you kidding me? I know a half of that. All she do is just use her throat for like a damn cum dumpster. She's a whore. I love her. Just nasty.
Listen.
No, I'm playing. We're not shaming over here. LOL.
Oh, no, never. Shoot, I went through a whole phase too. You need it.
So is it now? I have a question. When is the quote unquote hoe phase not a hoe phase, and just she being sexually liberated, and you just like fuck?
I don't know, because I think, okay, when it's unintentional, like when you just legit different person every day, and it's like repeatedly, you know, a different person every day. I think that's a bit of that's a bit much, but that's my perspective. You know, I don't think that, you know how we used to say, how many people have you slept with in a year? And people will be like, oh, five or six. Or I don't think that's bad. Because a year is a very long time. While it's a short amount of time, it's a long time too. A lot can happen in the span of 12 months. But at the same time, if you're going to tell me it's been 365 people and it's only been 365 days, I'm going to be like, wait, man, shorty. But that's just me.
True.
You know, somebody else may see it differently. So it depends on the person.
Damn. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
It just depends on the person. So I don't know.
It depends
you
on
can't ask me.
Yeah, it depends on everybody's perspective. I mean, shit. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is. Like, as long as you get what you need and you are happy, do you.
That's it. All I'm saying is, don't think that it's only pussy, like, or only dick, right, or only your mouth. Like, oh, I suck dick so much, he'll always come back. Yeah, to get his dick sucked, and then you still gonna be in the same position, you dingus.
Don't be expecting more of that out of that situation. That's when it. You know that's all you're giving.
If you know I'm giving you a burger for some head, stop trying to ask me for a Red Lobster, bitch. No, you're not getting it.
You know what? Don't do Red Lobster like that.
I'm just saying.
Listen, them cheddar biscuits be good.
And that's why she not getting them. I'm going to take bait to the Red Lobster. You can have all the biscuits okay. you want, boo.
Listen. I take bait to Red Lobster all the time.
You know how dope that is? I'm going to really tell a nigga that. I'm not going to tell my booty right now. Like, babe, you can have all the biscuits.
Oh, my God. I cannot. I cannot.
I love it.
But like real rap, yo, that's just real. Like, you gotta bring more to the table.
You got to.
You just be well rounded in self.
That's how you get cheated on too, bro. Like, if you got
yeah, but at the end of the day, you know what I've realized is when somebody else cheats on you, that's not your problem.
Oh yeah, no. I'm not talking about
that's
that
their problem.
I'm just saying, like, but still, I can see it.
But I always like. I can't say always, because I haven't always been this way. But the older me, I've realized that I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do in the relationship, whether you're doing that or not. Because at the end of the day, I can always say I did what I was supposed to do, and I looked out for me.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when I find out you doing otherwise, you doing elsewise, but whoever done whatever, that's your problem.
That's a problem.
And now it's up to me to handle that or either settle for that.
Says, I'm so proud of your growth. Wow.
I'm so serious.
I am
like, that's up to me to either say, hey, I'm going to settle for you messing around on me and I'm going to take you back because what you provide for me is either good enough to say I can look past that, or either it's going to be like, nah, bro, you ain't worth it. Because my self-worth is above it.
Come on,
but that's up to me to decide. I'm not going to go out here and steal and cheat back on you because, nah, I'm above that.
I'm so proud of you, like, sis.
I don't want to lower my standards to you to meet your dumbness.
Big.
You know, I know what I'm capable of and I know what I'm worth. So what I'm going to do is find somebody that's equivalent to that. So I'm going to walk away.
But I only cheated one time in my whole life and it was not fun, but it was fun as hell, but it wasn't fun. But
bruh, yes, I agree there. I have cheated that one good time and was like, this ain't for me. However, it felt
good. But I was good at it though. That's, I think the part for me, it was, I was scary good at it. Like, I was really good at it because I was like, oh shit. Did I just get with that shit, nigga?
Bruh, to this day.
Like, it was kind of like
the person I cheated on, still don't know I cheated.
All right, come on now.
To this day, you will never know.
Like, I'm not giving specifics, but yeah, it was only that one time. Swear to God.
It was one time, and I didn't like the way I felt about it.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't. Like, I did, but I didn't. Like, at the time, I was like, oh shit, I just got away with that shit. That shit kind of hot. But then it was like the aftermath of it. It was kind of like when I talked to the other individual, it was like, oh shit. Damn. I do care about you. Then I talked to the other one and it was like, oh shit, you do care about me. Oh. So it was just like, damn. Well,
see, I didn't have that. Mm-mm. I more so had the aftermath of like, damn, I just did you wrong. And I know I did you wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I'm sitting up here trying to act like I didn't do a damn thing.
Mm, yeah.
And I just, my conscience, I have a very loud conscience. And it was mm-hmm. just like, yo, I couldn't do it.
I mean, I just broke up with a nigga. And it was so funny.
Yes.
Too,
yes, when that's exactly it.
When I broke up with him, he was still crying. Like, we can work it out. No, we can't, nigga.
Yes, bro was hurt.
He was hurt. And I was like, bro, you don't, you just let me go.
You don't understand. I'm trying to save you, bro.
Right. Like, I'm trying to save you a stupid ass move. I should have asked you. Like, y'all took us but yeah, like I said,
One time was enough for me.
It was like, nah. And that's why I think I can never at first I couldn't understand it. Now I understand it may not be all black and white. However, still, I don't know. Like I said, it's growth for you, sis. That's what's up. Like, where I am right now, I don't know if I could handle my partner cheating on me just because mm-hmm. of the amount of love and like energy I put into this shit. A nigga might kill him. Like, I might kill this nigga. But then on the top,
don't do that.
No, die. But at the end, but on the flip side of that, like on my for real side, like that's my cuckoo side. I keep her locked up. Sometimes she pop out, but not for real. But on my practical for real side, it's more like this has been such a beautiful experience that I mm-hmm. can't, even though, yes, I'll be hurt. I'll be all the way hurt. I still wouldn't.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
you're human.
Yeah, but I still couldn't put it off like, oh, this nigga just wasting my time. This ain't shit. No, I learned a lot about me
right.
during this shit. So it's like, all right, well, shit, if this wasn't it, this damn sure was the prototype. It's going to take a minute for me to get
ready
for
nothing.
But all
right. Right, and that's where I'm at when I said, I know now that I'm not going to do you wrong. If I'm going to say, hey, I'm willing to commit to you monogamously, or if we agree to an open relationship, whatever the case may be. But however, I'm agreeing to it. I'm going to do my part to uphold my end of that agreement.
Yeah, period. And that's it.
Regardless of what you're doing, because your own personal being is not my responsibility.
And that's it.
And that's what I had to realize.
Plus, I don't like
my responsibility is me. Lord, my church, they just don't care.
But nah, but that was honestly my biggest thing. Like, I'm not putting mileage on my pussy for nobody. Fuck you, bro. Like,
yes.
Nah, this is.
But that's why I stopped my whole phase too, though, because in my whole phase, I just was like, yo, my number increased for this.
Bro, I did my whole phase wrong. Like,
I want a redo.
I did my whole phase wrong because first of all, my whole phase was not a real whole phase. Because it was supposed to be a whole phase. Next thing you know, me and this nigga started going together. Wait a minute.
bro, every time. Every time. And I just be like, nigga, I was just supposed to sleep with you.
And I was like, wait a minute. But that was only the one time. Because after that, shit, it was like, all right, well, time for me to chill and settle on me. And then I was chilling for a good couple of years. And next thing you know, boom, I'm in a relationship.
Right,
here we are. So never done the whole face thing.
I need a redo. That's all I'm gonna say. I wasted some numbers on some names.
Yeah, I still have fun though.
That's all that matter.
Oh God, yes, girl. Ooh,
I learned though.
Learned a hell of a lot.
Yes, and that's I guess that's what it was about. I learned.
Mm-hmm. Especially that one thing. When I do that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, Jesus. And moving on.
But yeah. You know, but yeah. I guess we can call it a day.
Cool, we did that.
Yeah.